convenience, excellent customer service.
Fix 93 WKMJ, glad to have you with us here on Huskies Drive Time. More coaches coming away in just a little bit. We have a pretty cool event coming up this afternoon, 5:30, down at Kestner Waterfront Park. The Michigan Tech hockey team and Blue Line Club hosting a Meet the Team picnic. A chance for you to talk to all the hockey players for Michigan Tech, coaches and staff and everybody else will be around. And the players get a chance to introduce themselves or one of their other teammates. And they will have hamburgers and hot dogs provided for just $5. If you've got a big old family and you want to bring them, it's just $10 for the whole family. This has become quite the annual event, and it's very casual. I think a lot of people think, oh, it's such a big formal event. It's not. It's real casual. Just stop on by and talk to Coach Pearson and his staff and the players.
Absolutely. A good chance to meet the new freshmen and chat with them and just meet the guys and talk to them and have a little cookout. Good time down at the waterfront.
And Joe Sean will be there. Everybody will get a chance to meet him too, the new assistant coach. So really looking forward to it, and want to remind you that season tickets and individual game tickets for all Michigan Tech sports are on sale, including that Michigan Tech hockey series coming up on Halloween weekend at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Tickets going very well for that, and I wouldn't wait too long to get yours if you do not have them yet, because that is going to be a fun weekend with Red Berenson up to bat. So lots of stuff going on. Tennis over the weekend. We have both teams in action kind of at this time of year, right, Wes?
Yeah, the women's tennis team got their season started. They were down at Grand Valley State and Ferris State last weekend. A couple of 7-2 losses, but Kwong Suthajindawong, our number one singles player, remained undefeated in GLIAC play. How about that? She's never lost a GLIAC match in her career. She's a junior now, and now playing number one. She was playing number two singles the last couple years, but so still undefeated in GLIAC play. She accounted for both of our singles wins over the weekend and was part of our doubles team that won both the matches. So congratulations to her, and they'll be home this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, taking on a trio of GLIAC South Division opponents in women's tennis at the Gates Tennis Center, so look forward to that. And the men's tennis team, they have only a couple events in the fall, Dirk, but one of them will be this weekend. They're going down to the Bulldog Invitational down in Big Rapids down at Ferris State, so... both tennis teams in action. The cross-country team gets their season officially underway. They had that scrimmage a couple weeks ago, but they get their season underway officially with the Spartan Invitational down at Michigan State, which obviously will be kind of a cool deal for them to go down and run there. And
now, have they been in this before?
They have not. I don't remember them ever having gone to this event in the past, so this is kind of a new one. So they get their season going, and then, like you said, hockey, not that far away. We're only, 25 days from now, Dirk, to the Michigan Tech hockey season. October 4, they open against Lake Superior State in the Sioux.
Volleyball this past weekend, what a great job by your crew, Wes, and Joey Seifert and Grill, keeping a classic up at the STC Gymnasium. How many matches total? Did you have a count on that?
There were 17 matches in our gym over the weekend, so... Yeah.
And there were some auxiliary matches, too, right, at Finlandia and down at Northern and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, I don't know about Finlandia, but that down at Northern, they hosted Minnesota Duluth down there as kind of part of the event as well on Thursday when we were hosting Parkside here. So
I think Lake State played at Finlandia.
They did, yeah. So I don't know. They came over and played Finlandia as well. But, yeah, it was a busy weekend. At 9 a.m. to almost 10 p.m. both Friday and Saturday, volleyball going on, plus matches in the multi. I don't think we were talking in our meeting yesterday morning. I don't think we've ever had a match or any sort of official athletic event for college, for Tech in the multi before. So it was kind of cool, the setup over there, and yeah, it worked out great. Obviously a lot of work for our staff and a good event, and always nice for Coach Jennings not to have to hit the road to get five matches at home instead of being on the road somewhere. It certainly helps his program. And hopefully moving forward now, they're not road weary after just getting off the road. They're heading on the road fresh this weekend to open their conference play at Lake State and Northwood.
Yeah, Lake State will be Friday night, 7 o'clock down in the Sioux, and Northwood, like you said, on Saturday afternoon at 5 for the Michigan Tech volleyball team. And we'll talk a little bit about soccer and how they opened up their season with a split at Sherman Field this past weekend when we come back right here on Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93 WKMJ. 57 degrees, the temperature right now in downtown Hancock.